Joining me is Will Riches, Vice Chair of Constables Committee of Police Federation. Hello, Will.
Hi, Emma.
Thanks for joining me. So, what do you make of Theresa May's announcements today, and what will the police officers make of it?
There's been a lot of coverage today where the Home Secretary has talked about enabling officers to get out of back offices and to deal with these issues. Well, quite frankly, it's been quite an interesting day, really, with the coverage we've seen, because some of the articles we've seen have talked about quite a degree of positivity around existing ASBO legislation, and we're quite troubled as to why there's a need to change in the first place. I mean, your comments earlier were absolutely right, but why should somebody have to wait for a number of calls to come in before a matter's dealt with? Because police officers need to operate with discretion, and actually, if someone calls the first time and the matter needs to be dealt with, then it needs to be dealt with, and the public are right to expect that.
OK, but I think what we're sort of getting from some of the calls and texts and tweets and emails I can see is that people have been suffering and there hasn't really been action taken that stops it. Action's happened, but the situation has continued. And I just wondered if you felt, maybe you don't necessarily agree with everything that's been said today, but surely you feel there should be some improvements on the current situation? And if so, what are they?
You know, the police officers are members of the public as well, and it's absolutely right that the public should feel safe in going about the business that they want to undertake on the day. You know, the fact of the matter is that if somebody has an issue that needs to be dealt with, then it needs to be dealt with, and it shouldn't matter if they've rung in a set number of times or whether a set number of people have rung in a set number of times. We don't really understand why these new parameters are being put in place.
Okay.
You know, as I say, my members go out there and deal with what's happening with what they're presented with. And obviously, we've heard a lot of coverage today talking about police officers being unable to get out and deal with things. Well, you know, if the cuts that the government is talking about, 20% cuts, in fact, come in, well, we're troubled to see how actually you can get more for less, because, quite frankly, we disagree with that.
That is obviously a very key point in the middle of anything like this. But in terms of the power that police officers currently have, I'm just trying to understand, do police officers have enough power now? Because there's been talk now of, you know, sort of tough measures. Police officers being able to fine on the spot, being able to deal with things there and then, issue the new crimbos, as they're being called. Do you think that there is a need for additional power, or is it more that you just need more men on the ground? I'm trying to understand more men and women on the ground.
Well, it's quite interesting we use the term crimbos, because a while back our chairman, Paul McKeever, actually said on the record that, you know, the cuts would mean Christmas for criminals. And quite frankly, you know, it is difficult to deal with these issues, but our officers need to be able to know that they have the discretionary ability to go out and deal with the matters that are faced with them. Because when the public call a police officer, they expect a police officer to come and be able to advise them and tell them the types of things that are available that can resolve the issue for them. I'm not sure that putting sort of regulatory time limits and things like that in place for something of this nature is particularly helpful.
Okay, and what do your officers think of ASBOs?
Oh dear. The thing is, when you look at the coverage of ASBOs, there have been many success stories. And earlier on, I was on an earlier program on TV where they talked about an estate which had seen real positivity from ASBOs. And it's clear that safer neighbourhoods teams and police officers out there doing the job 24/7, 365 days a year, need to have all of the tools available to them to actually give the service to the public that the public rightly expects and that the public actually deserve as well.
Right. So ASBOs have been good in some instances, but not in others.
Well, certainly there is commentary of both good and bad. You know, our job is to actually deal with and to enforce the legislation that the government that they decide upon. What's quite interesting is that we've seen a lot of coverage today from the Home Secretary talking about changing this legislation, but there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of background to actually support the need to change. And this is from a Home Secretary who's talking about the need to reduce bureaucracy and to continue service delivery despite cuts of 20% to policing. Well, how can we continue to deliver things when actually what this amounts to is a change in bureaucracy? I mean, for example, some people have previously been on the record as saying, well, you know, an ASBO is, to some people, a badge of honour, perhaps. Well, you know, what happens to the people who've got the ASBOs? Is it giving them an objective to go and find a way to get a new crimbo? I mean, it's difficult because the legislation is there already and it has been shown to work. And yes, there are examples where it hasn't too. But, in essence, it has been shown to work and we haven't seen anything that tells us that it needs to change.
Well, Richards, thank you very much. Do come on again and let us know when those changes are in place, how they're affecting.